Welcome to Vocal Cadence, as Composition Guide Masterclass for Modern Control with Vintage Tone. Advanced level, we're doing drum and bass in Ableton Live, and the whole point today is this. We're going to treat a vocal phrase like a composition ruler, not like cool sample on top. More like, the voice is the hidden grid behind everything, where syllables land, which words are stressed, where the phrase breathes, where it resolves. That is going to tell your drums how to roll, your bass how to talk, and your arrangement where to turn the page, and the twist. We're keeping modern control, tight low end, predictable transients, clean sidechain behavior, but we're giving the vocal and the mid character that vintage edge, tape-ish saturation, early sampler grit, mono-ish placement, and deliberate space. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar rolling idea at around 172 BPM that feels written, not looped, because cadence gives you narrative. Let's build it. First, session setup, fast and correct. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's the rolling sweet spot, and it gives you enough speed to feel urgent while still having room for microtiming. Set warp to false. For vocals, complex pro. For drums, beats. Now create four groups. Drums, bass, vocal cadence, and music or FX. And here's a big mindset move. Go to arrangement view early. Cadence composition is timeline composition. If you stay in session view too long, you'll keep auditioning loops instead of making decisions. This lesson is about committing to phrase arcs. Next, you need a vocal phrase with usable cadence. It can be an a cappella, a ragga snippet, a spoken line, or literally your own voice memo recorded into your phone. Don't overthink the content. Think rhythm. You want something that has clear stress and clear breathing. Import it into an audio track and name it Vocal Source. Now we'll clean and prep it just enough to behave like a conductor for the track. Put EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere between 90 and 140 Hz with a steep slope. We're not trying to make it sound thin. We're making space and removing nonsense rumble that will mess with compressors and reverbs later. If it's boxy, dip a couple dB around 250 to 400. Optional gate. Set the threshold so the noise closes between words. Don't chop the ends of syllables. If you can hear the ends of words getting lopped off, back off, then a light compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack somewhere like 10 to 30 milliseconds, so you're not flattening the front of every syllable. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not mixing the vocal. This is preparing a clean source so the cadence is readable. Now we warp the vocal, but we warp it for groove extraction, not perfection. Turn warp on. Find the first meaningful syllable and set that to 1.1.1. Not the breath, not the little lip sound, the first actual hit that feels like the phrase starts. Now, only place warp markers on stressed syllables, phrase endings, and intentional pauses. Teacher note here, cadence is microtiming. If you grid at every syllable, you kill the entire reason we're doing this. The voice stops beating human and becomes a robotic trigger track. We don't want that. What we do want is phrase and points to land cleanly enough that the arrangement makes sense. So if the whole line rushes or drifts, don't fix every tiny moment. Fix the landing. Make the end of the phrase arrive where you want it to arrive, usually on a bar boundary or a clear subdivision, and let the interior breathe. At this point you should be able to loop the phrase and feel, okay, it's natural, but it's authoritative. That's the goal. The vocal becomes the rhythm boss. Now we convert the cadence into a MIDI control layer. This is where it becomes a composition system. You have two ways to do it. Method is fast. Transient to MIDI via slicing. Duplicate the vocal clip. On the duplicate, slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Create one slice simpler. Warp slices on. Now you've got a drum rack full of tiny vocal slices. Here's the trick. Don't just let it auto-generate a mess. Make a new MIDI clip and record yourself tapping the key slices on the stressed syllables. You're performing the cadence as a playable instrument, but you're simplifying it into a pattern you can actually compose with. Method B is slower but best control. Manual cadence lane. Create a MIDI track named Cadence MIDI. Load operator with a simple click, or put a short percussive sound in simpler. Make a MIDI clip and place notes exactly on the stressed syllables, the unstressed syllables, and leave rests where the phrase breathes. Now map velocity like a language. Stressed syllables. Velocity 100 to 127. Unstressed. 35 to 70. Ghosts. 1 to 25. This velocity mapping is huge because later it lets your instruments pronounce the phrase differently. Loud notes can become vowels. Quiet notes can become consonants. Ghosts can become breath. And I want you to start thinking like a coach here. Cadence is not one thing. It's three lanes. Lane 1 is unsets, when syllables start, that drives drums. Lane 2 is stress, which syllables matter, that drives bass emphasis and note length. Lane 3 is contour, the energy shape across the sentence, that drives automation, like filter movement, reverb throws, saturation boosts. In Ableton, that can be three MIDI clips derived from the same phrase, cadence onset, cadence stress, and cadence contour. Contour can be as simple as long notes at phrase level points. You're basically saying, this is where energy rises, this is where it lands. Next, we apply cadence to drums. Rolling, but story-driven. Start with a clean two-step backbone. One bar, kick on one, snare on two, kick on three, snare on four. In Ableton timing, kick 1.1, snare 1.2, kick 1.3, snare 1.4. That is your anchor. And this matters. Cadence becomes powerful when it pushes against something stable. If everything follows the vocal, nothing feels intentional. So keep the spine committed. Let cadence decorate, provoke, and punctuate. Now program hats. Start with 16 THS. Then do something that instantly makes your drums feel composed. Remove hats where the vocal rests. When the phrase breathes, your hats breathe. You're giving the listener's brain the same punctuation it expects from speech. Now ghost snares. Place them on unstressed syllables. Often in rolling DNB you'll see ghosts around spots like 1.1.3, 1.1.4, 1.3.3, 1.3.4, but don't follow a template. Let the syllables choose. Add the velocity MIDI effect on hats for controlled human variation. Random around 10 to 18, but keep the output range controlled so it doesn't become messy. Now groove. Extract groove from the vocal clip into the groove pool. Apply it to hats and percussion. Do not apply it to your sub. That's a modern control rule. Groove on hats is swing. Groove on sub is often flab. Set groove timing maybe 20 to 40%. Velocity 10 to 25. Random minimal, like 0 to 5. And now cadence-driven fills. At the end of every phrase, add a tiny fill that mirrors the cadence rhythm. One or two beats, not a full bar circus, unless you're entering a breakdown. If the phrase has a quick run of syllables, maybe that's a snare drag. If the phrase ends with a big stressed word, maybe that's a tom hit plus a crash. This is how you make phrase endings feel like events. Now the bass. This is where it gets unfairly defective. We're going to split sub and mid. Modern control. Create a sub track and a mid bass track. On sub, use operator. Sine wave. Adjust a touch of second harmonic. Very quiet, like minus 24 to minus 18 dB. Set a fast attack and a release around 80 to 140 milliseconds depending on how tight you want it. You want the sub to feel stable and intentional. On mid-bass, use wave eatable or operator. Start with something like saw and triangle blended. Put auto filter on it, low past 24 dB, add some drive, like 3 to 6, and keep envelope movement subtle. Now duplicate your cadence MIDI to the mid-bass track. Translate the phrase. Stressed syllables become main bass notes. Longer notes, more weight. Unstressed syllables become short stabs, note repeats, or little flicks. Phrase endings become dropouts. Bass is power in DNB. Here's a killer trick. Negative space on the last syllable before a snare makes the snare feel bigger. It's like removing a word right before punctuation. Your brain notices the gap. For sidechain, put a compressor on sub and mid bass. Sidechain from the kick or a dedicated ghost kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 110 milliseconds. Gain reduction. 2 to 4 dB on the sub, 3 to 6 on the mid. If you want more precise shaping and you don't have a dedicated shaper, you can fake it with AutoPan as a volume shaper. Amount 100%. Phase 0, rate sync to a quarter, shape more squarish. Then adjust until it breathes with the kick without ugly pumping. Now we give the vocal vintage tone without losing modern placement. This is where people mess up and turn vintage into blanket over the speaker. Don't do that. Vintage is texture plus focus, not dullness plus mod. On the vocal after your cleaning chain, add saturator. Soft clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Output back to unity. Then redux. Subtle. Downsample 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 2. Keep it barely audible. And here's the pro move. Automate it for fills and throws. Don't leave it smashed the entire time. Let it appear like an effect, like camera grain in a scene. Add echo. Try dotted eighth or quarter. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter it hard. High pass around 300, low pass around 5 to 8K. Add a little modulation. Reverb. Use it as a send so you keep control. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the vocal stays forward. High pass that reverb return aggressively, like 250 to 400. Then placement. Try utility on the vocal and reduce width. Even straight mono sometimes works best in DNB, because it leaves the sides for drums and atmos, and it gives that old record authority. Try width between 0 and 60% and listen. If after redux and saturation the vocal loses intelligibility, do the modern control move. Add a second EQ after the lo-fi chain and gently shelf up a little in the 6 to 10k range if needed. Just enough to bring back the words. Now arrangement. This is the master move. We're going to let phrases define sections so you escape 8-bar loop syndrome. In arrangement view, drop locators at phrase start, phrase end, breaths or pauses, and any standout word. This is your phrase map. It's like marking scenes in a film. Now build a 32-bar drop with cadence arcs. Bars 1 to 8. Establish the motif. Full groove plus vocal phrase A. Bars 9 to 16. Variation of phrase A. Drum edit, bass response, maybe a small timbral shift. Bars 17 to 24. Phrase B or a chopped version of A with increased density. Bars 25 to 32. Remove something, like a sub dropout or halftime tease, then reload into the landing, and schedule cadence edits every 4 bars. One meaningful change aligned to a cadence moment, not random ear candy. Punctuation. Examples. On the last syllable, a super short tape stop feel, like a 1/16 moment. On a stressed word, add a snare flam layer. On a breath, mute the kick for an eighth. At the end of a phrase, open the bass filter 10 to 15%. Automation targets. Auto filter cutoff on the mid bass. Saturator drive on the vocal. Reverb send for word throws. Beat repeat on a vocal bus for tiny stutters. Synced and short. Now let's cover advanced coach concepts that will level this up. Phrase gravity. Decide where the sentence wants to land. Usually it's the last stressed word. Put your biggest musical confirmation there. That could be a snare layer, a cymbal, a sub-sustain, a bass vowel note, a chord stab, and make everything else earn its way there. Lock a reference grid. Keep one element brutally stable. Often snare on 2 and 4 or sub-note starts. Cadence needs something to push against. This audio version is shortened for playback.